Title: Safety Protocols in the Face of COVID. What New Virginia Safety Standards Require of Employers. Content: Beginning July 27, 2020, Virginia will become one of the first states to implement comprehensive, mandatory safety regulations for employees returning to work during and post-COVID. In a press release last week, Governor Ralph Northam announced that the Virginia Safety and Health Codes Board had voted to adopt an emergency temporary standard, 16 VAC 25-220, which is designed to control, prevent, and mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The standard provides specific rules and safety precautions that must be taken by every employer and employee in the Commonwealth of Virginia, based on the level of risk exposure the employee is subjected to in his or her job tasks. Definition of risk levels. The emergency standard categorizes job tasks into one of four risk exposure levels. Very high-risk job tasks are those with high potential for employee exposure to known or suspected sources of the virus. This includes employees who are handling specimens from a patient known or suspected to be infected, or performing an autopsy on a person known or suspected to be infected using aerosol-generating procedures. High-risk job tasks are those with high potential for employee exposure within 6 feet of distance with known or suspected sources of the virus, but that are not otherwise classified as very high risk. This includes healthcare delivery and support services, such as doctors and hospital staff, and first responders providing services to an individual known or suspected to be infected with the virus. Medium-risk job tasks are those not otherwise classified as very high or high risk, in places of employment that require more than minimal contact within 6 feet of other individuals who may be infected with the virus, but who are not known or suspected to be infected. This includes employees working in commercial transportation of passengers and employees in correctional facilities, exercise facilities, drug stores, etc. Lower-risk job tasks are those not otherwise classified as very high, high or medium risk, and which do not require contact within 6 feet of persons known or suspected to be infected with the virus. This includes employees in an office building setting who have minimal occupational contact with other employees, and curbside package delivery services. Requirements for all employers. All employers in Virginia are required to implement the following safety precautions and procedures: assess workplaces for hazards and job tasks that can potentially expose employees to the virus, and classify each job task accordingly. Encourage employees to self-monitor for signs and symptoms of COVID. Develop and implement policies and procedures for employees to report when they are experiencing COVID symptoms. Do not permit employees known or suspected to be infected to report to or remain at work. Ensure that company sick leave policies are flexible and consistent with public health guidance. Establish a HIPAA-compliant system to receive reports of positive COVID test results, and notify employees who may have been exposed. Notification of positive test results shall also be provided to the building owner, the Virginia Department of Health, and the Virginia Department of Labor and Industry if three or more employees test positive within a 14-day period. Ensure physical distancing is observed, including by using signage or other announcements that promote physical distancing, decreasing worksite density by limiting non-employee access, etc. Provide immediate use of cleaning and disinfectant supplies to employees who interact with the public. Requirements for all employees. Any employee who is known or suspected to be infected with COVID shall not be permitted to return to work until at least 10 days after symptoms first appeared, or until they receive two consecutive negative COVID tests. Additional requirements for very high and high-risk job tasks. Employers whose employees are engaging in very high or high-risk job tasks must additionally comply with the following: ensure appropriate air handling systems are installed and maintained, and requirements for air ventilation are being met. Use airborne infection isolation rooms when available to perform aerosol-generating procedures on patients known or suspected to be infected with COVID. Require pre-screening/surveying of employees before each.